I'm delighted with the response today, Greg, and it really does show the nature and the urgency of this matter. We have too many estates in Donegal that are unfinished. We have too many people sitting in very unsafe areas. We have too many people who can't get to their houses because of poor roads, footpaths, lights, treatment plants, and we have children playing in areas that they shouldn't be. And I was looking for a response today for action around it, but to get the response that the county manager is going to chair an implementation group around identifying the problems, coming up with the solutions, and then giving us a signpost with regards the way forward, it really is everything I've asked for and more.
Give us an idea of the amount of estates are involved and some of the key problems you have concerns over.
This is the big debate. At the moment, we're looking at about probably 130 estates, and to different degrees, Greg, you could have estates that maybe lights aren't working, you have estates that just the final finish haven't been on the roads, you have some very serious issues around estates that would have buildings that have been not finished and they're not guarded off properly, so you have the dangers around that. You have estates that are working off treatment plants that were off a certain spec, but that spec was never actually put in place. We have place where there's raw sewage, we have place where there's manhole covers lying empty, we have place an area where people have paid through the nose with regards to their houses and they haven't a single light on, and now they find themselves that property might be less than 60% of the value they paid for it. So this is a massive issue, and that was reflected by the 29 members today.
Work has been ongoing in various electoral areas to address the problems, and some work has been done, but it's clear the county manager needed to take the bull by the horns on this matter, and that's precisely what he's done today.
Absolutely. We have, and we're working towards some types of resolutions around bonds that were paid, and indeed engaging with developers who want to proactively deal with us. But the big issue here is, one is the completion of these estates and bringing them to a standard that's acceptable, but the other is the takeover. And what my end game in this is that not only will these estates be brought up to a standard, but Donegal County Council will step in then and take over the services within it, so that people don't have to worry anymore about paying for this or paying for that. Now, there's no doubt that in some degrees where we're looking at these, there will be have to maybe a contribution made by different people involved. May that be people who didn't look after the legislation properly or the certification. May it be people within the estate that are going to have to come up with certain resources, or indeed developers who have walked away from this. How do we follow them up?
But at least now there will be a clear indication of who is liable for what.
Well, the county manager committed to me today that he's going to look over and chair the meetings that are going to look at taking over estates and finishing estates, and that he's going to report monthly to the Chamber till we have this issue resolved, starting from July with regards to bringing back his first report. So I couldn't be happier with the response. I'm not naive enough to say this is the end of all the problems, but at least we'll know what the problems are, and we will be putting in place and prioritising solutions around those. So hopefully there's some comfort to the people who find themselves in estates that don't have lights on or are afraid to let their children go out and play this evening.